Greetings, brothers and sisters, Mrs. and Misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music. Music.
Never you give away the old for the new. New broom sweep clean. But the old one know the musical corner that will tell it to you.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for another hour of fine Jamaican music, where I'll be travelling up and down the highway of reggae and stopping off at various points along the way to enjoy the sounds of today and yesteryear. And so first up today, I've got a rocksteady classic from 1968. As sadly, news has filtered through from Jamaica that longtime harmony singer Maurice Roberts of the Gay Lads passed away on the 13th of August at the age of 70. And so here's one of my favourites from their illustrious back catalogue. The Gay Lads, with able backing by Lynn Tate and the Jets, with Over the Rainbow's End, which was produced by Sonia Pottinger and released on her Gay Feet label in Jamaica and the High Note label in the UK back in 1968, and was later the title track of a compilation of their hits on Trojan Records. And as mentioned, I was playing that because longtime member of the Gay Lads, Maurice Roberts, passed away last month. And so I'll be playing another couple of tracks from Maurice's long career in music a little later on in the show. But up next, I've got a Prince Jammy production from the late 1970s, which has just been reissued on the latest VP Reggae Anthology release. And ever since moving to Drumley Avenue in Waterhouse with his parents in the late 1950s, just a few doors down from the future King Tubby, Lloyd King Jammy James was always interested in electronics and always keen to learn more. And so after leaving school early, he began an apprenticeship at Chin's radio service. And during the 1960s, he slowly built up his own Jammies hi-fi sound system, while also hanging around with the young King Tubby and sharing new ideas in sound. In 1970, he followed his girlfriend to Toronto in Canada, where he lived for a few years, before returning to his West Kingston roots in late 1975, where he soon ended up back at King Tubby's, becoming the resident engineer, mixing many classic dubs there. Bertie's ambitions were greater, and within a year he was producing his own records, with one of the first groups to enjoy his creative input being Black Uhuru, who recorded their debut album for Jammy in 1977. And so, from that album, here is African Love. African Love.
Redeem a full of culture, y'all.
Girl, you look so pretty from afar. Now when you get well, hear me say your fever you give, hear me say your something no got no ear. Me a go wrap you up on a broken chair. Brrr, oh, you know. Say you gotta come on down and rock it so. Baby, keep on coming to the door because I wanna tell you something what I want to know.
With a great rhythm provided by Sly and Robbie, that was a 12-inch version of Black Uhuru's African Love, which also featured Prince Hammer on the DJ cut and was produced by Prince Jammy and released on 12-inch on the Warrior label in the UK back in 1979, where he was credited as being Prince Jam Down Jammy on one side and Prince Jammy the Hardest on the other. And I can't really argue with either of those descriptions. And as mentioned, you can now find that version on the new VP Records compilation titled Roots Reality and Slengteng, which covers Jammy's production career from his late 70s beginnings right through his mid-80s heyday and into the 1990s. So, why not?
Check it out.
But from a reissue to a brand new record next, as this summer has seen a release of a new album titled Forever Judah by Jah Over Evil, aka J-O-E, which was originally the stage name of the young Kingston singer Alti George Nunes III, who grew up in a musical family in Vineyard Town under the guidance of the 12 Tribes of Israel. But after releasing a string of promising singles, he sadly passed away in 2011, aged just 24 years old, following a cerebral aneurysm. But by then, he had already laid the foundation of a musical legacy and was commemorated in song the following year by Chronix on his breakthrough hit Warrior. Now, his two younger brothers, who go by the names The Gideon and Sila, have carried on his works under the title of Jah Over Evil, and this latest album is a collection of recordings by the brothers and other associated artists, as well as this previously unreleased track by J.O.E. himself, called Belly of the Beast.
Belly of the Beast, Belly of the Beast, Belly of the Beast.
Yeah. Too much blood in the streets, guns out between youths and police, crime and violence will never cease. Yeah. Too much blood in the streets, guns out between youths and police, when will this senseless killing ever cease? Yeah. Down in the belly of the beast, every day a famine so nothing say a feast. Babylon trick we like them think we're the least, every day them oppress the poor. Them cock up them foot in higher seats, issue out the guns to the youths on the streets. Then them try for lock we not them penitentiaries, and we can't take it no more. That's why the youths poppy off, and nothing you can tell them for lucky off. Well if a ten in the clip them a go clappy off, cause a youth see man go turn the little puppy in a gun dog. See them know them poppy off, and the government road them go blacky off. Some of them are 12 gates, some are glacky off. Better rearrange your country, or else them are running in your yard. Yeah. Cause in the ghetto, there's a leap of tribulation. It's kinda difficult to hold a meditation. And every day I hear another ghetto youth life going down the drain. So can you stop, listen, and understand? You need to know that you are sitting on a time bomb. The only way you can defuse it is to educate the youths, them brain. Or else them a go poppy off, and nothing I can tell them feel lucky off. Well, if attending at the clip, them a go clappy off. Cause a you see them one go turn the little puppy in a gun dark. See them do the poppy off, and the government road them go blacky off. Well, some of them are 12 gates, some are glacky off. Better rearrange the country, arrest them and go run in a yard. Yeah. Too much blood in the streets, guns out between youths and police, crime and violence will never cease. Yeah. Too much blood in the streets, guns out between youths and police, when will this senseless killing ever cease? Yeah. No build no prison, build the youth some institutions. No turn with little daughters to no prostitution. And build some houses for the little street youths, them we're lying on the floor. My
people need some vacancy for occupation. Food a feed, a pot to feed the population. A hungry man is such a very angry man. You better give him some food, hello. Or else them go poppy off. I don't think I can tell them feel lucky off. Well, if I tell him the clip, them a go clappy off. Cause I you see him one go to the little puppy in a gunda. You know them poppy off. And the government road them go blacky off. Well, some of them are 12 gates, some are glacky off. Better rearrange the country. Or else them a go running a yard. Yeah.
That was J.O.E. with Belly of the Beast, which is the opening track on the brand new album titled Forever Judah by Jar Over Evil, which came out on download in July on the Battalia label and is well worth checking out.
This station rock the nation with sound vibration.
And so from one new album to another now, as July also saw the release of the latest long player by Mika Shamaya, who has slowly been growing a reputation for himself since his self-produced debut album in 2009. And also a protege of the 12 Tribes of Israel, Mika infuses his recordings with his deeply felt knowledge and belief. And so following his collaborative album earlier this year, called Shalalak, he follows it up with Original Dread, an 8 vocals and 4 dub release, which has been produced by Will T here in the UK. And so from the album, this is Dread on Ya. Dread on Ya.
Greetings, my brothers and sisters, tonight. Greetings of all lands of Jesus Christ, who have this day revealed himself in the personality of one true man, the same brightness and last night of us. Rastafari.
Give thanks for the blessing of today, Rastafari. They are your dread. They are your dread. Sweet reggae music to my brain, Rastafari, they on your dread, they on your own.
Shamaya on the microphone, you know the Rastafari, they on your dread, they on your dread. Waving the banner red, green and gold, with they on your dread, they on your own.
Well, Rastafari, they on ya, a king of kings in my wolf father. That you live to keep his order. Sarah Jacob on King David's throne. Spiritual gain and maintain. Rastafari, they on your dread. They on your dread. The sweetest reggae music to my brain. Rastafari, they on your dread. They on your
One stop. We flick it back. The roots are come again. I teach your people how for act. So we burn slack. Good lyrics from the track. Nutrition for your soul. I tell the people so we got love.
Rastafari, the honor. The king of kings in my wolf father. And I you live to keep his order. Sarah Jacob on King David's throne. Give thanks for the blessing of today. Rastafari, the honor. The sweetest reggae music to my brain. Rastafari, they on your dread. They on your I know rats on no race can run. Music for building nations, son. Enough for skylark in the rose. Bring good meditation, come. So bring good meditation, come. And let the iration river run down.
Deep roots music indeed, as that was Mika Shamaya with Dread on Ya, which was produced by Will T and can be found on Mika's brand new album titled Original Dread, which came out on download in July on the Descendant record label. But now, what was originally called the Bristol Reggae Archive here in the UK, which documented and reissued many long-lost reggae recordings from England's West Country city, has in recent years expanded its net to cover the reggae scene of the 1970s and 80s from other English regions. And they have just released a first in what promises to be a multi-volume series called the Midlands Roots Explosion, which unearths many rare recordings from the early days of Birmingham-based groups like Steel Pulse, alongside a treasure trove of lesser-known bands. just like Eclipse, who also came from the same musical hotbed of Handsworth and who released their debut album in 1978. But for one reason or another, they never managed to achieve the international acclaim afforded to Steel Pulse. But thanks to the Reggae Archive, they are now being retrospectively acknowledged. And so from 1981, here is Eclipse with Blood Fidem.
This one is an all-conscious youth and youth. None of youth with drugs, man, I hate man, and a grown man. Man, we have love in them heart for every man. Hear this now. Hear this now.
Blood Fidem. Fire Fidem. Blood Fidem.
Straight out of Handsworth in Birmingham in the UK, that was Eclipse with Blood Fidem, which they originally recorded back in 1981 and which came out on 12-inch on the O21 record label, and which can now be found on a new compilation titled The Midlands Roots Explosion Volume 1, which is out now on download, CD and double vinyl from the Reggae Archive Records, and which you can pick up direct from their website at www.reggaearchiverecords.com. So, why not?
Check it out.
But now, as mentioned at the top of the show, the reggae world has lost another of its legendary figures, as Morris Roberts passed away at the University Hospital in Kingston in August, aged 70 years old. And Morris is best known for being one third of the legendary lineup of the Gay Lads, alongside BB Seaton and Delano Stewart. And although BB and Delano wrote most of the group's big hits, it was Morris's deep harmony vocals which held the trio's vocal recordings together. And he originally joined the group back in 1964, but had to wait a couple of years until their breakthrough record, which came at Studio One with Lady with the Red Dress, a late ska track with a heavy soul influence. And over the next couple of years, they became one of the premier vocal groups in the Rocksteady era, following it up with many more hits like Don't Say No, Africa and Peculiar Man, all for Studio One, and ABC Rocksteady, Hard to Confess, and Over the Rainbow's End for Sonia Pottinger. But as well as harmonising to perfection, on occasion the group also played their own instruments in the studio, with Morris specialising on the bass guitar, as can be heard on this hit, which they recorded at Studio One in 1967, called Love Me With All Your Heart. Love me.
This is your number one station, your official station. Do it!
Love me with all your heart, girl. Come love me with all your heart, girl. I want you to shake me, wake me in the middle of the night. You better come shake me now, wake me now and hold me tight. Will you? Just come love me with all your heart, girl.
I want you to shake me, wake me in the middle of the night. You better come hold me, squeeze me just oh so tight. I just arrived, and the feeling low so nice.
What you?
Suck it to me, won't you?
Wonderful music, as that was BB Seaton, Delano Stewart and Morris Roberts, aka the Gay Lads, with Love Me With All Your Heart, which they sang and played on at Studio One back in 1967, and which was originally released on the Coxon label in Jamaica and the Studio One label in the UK, and also featured on the group's debut album, titled Soul Beat.
Right now, we've been wonderful, surrounded by all these bubbles of talent.
But by the time the music was changing from rocksteady into reggae, Delano Stewart left the Gay Lads, and BB and Morris carried on the group's name, achieving more chart success, mainly with Leslie Kong, on tracks like There's a Fire and My Jamaican Girl. But by the early 70s, BB Seaton was spending more time recording for his own label and collaborating with other artists like Ken Booz and Lloyd Chalmers. And so Morris recruited brothers Randall and Hopeton Thaxter and released a number of singles throughout the 1970s, such as A Victory Gift, which came out under the name of the New Gay Lads. And then near the end of the decade, they added an extra D to the group's name and recorded a showcase album at Channel One for producer Roy Cousins. And so from that album, here is a title track called Love and Understanding.
And understanding,
that's what you need now.
A little more love.
That was Maurice Roberts alongside Randall and Hopeton Thaxter as the Gay Lads with two D's, with Love and Understanding, the opening track on their Understanding album, which came out in the UK on the Ballistic label back in 1979. And so following this release, the group changed their name to The Psalms and ended up being backing vocalists for Bunny Wailer for the next two decades. But in more recent years, Morris, Randall and BB Seaton revived the Gay Lads name and recorded a new single, aptly titled Together Again, and headed off on an international tour of America and Europe, where they delighted crowds with a set full of rocksteady and reggae classics. But as mentioned, Morris passed away in Kingston, aged 70 years old, on the 13th of August, and reggae music lost one of its legendary harmony singers. But now, the music must continue here in the House of Reggae. And so for this next one, we're going to hear from Barrington Levy, who was only 15 years old when his powerful and distinctive voice erupted onto the dancehall scene in 1979 with a series of hits like A Year We're There, Collyweed and Shy Nye Gal. And he maintained that success throughout the 1980s with titles like Black Roses, Murderer, Here I Come and Under Me Sensi, which he wrote after a particularly bruising confrontation with a Jamaican police officer. But now, aged 51 years old, Barrington has revisited some of these old hits and has re-recorded them in an acoustic setting on a new album, which proves that his voice has not deteriorated one bit in the intervening years. As this is Barrington Levy in 2015 with Under Me Sensi.
Hey! Under Me Sensi. Scene! Seedless, that's the only weed I smoke. When I'm smoking my weed, I don't wanna see no seed. I just wanna see the green, green leaves. I found my stunner from Black Rose's sound and I burn me ganja pipe. Babylon come and tell me that's not right. So I burn it and boss it on the right. And then I'm coming and then loop on Danny Dread. Them said, ain't that the dreadlocks of where you come from? Well, it must have two stick a sensi under your thumb. I said, no, officer, Lord, you must be mad. He only smokes cigarettes and strictly shag. Oh, no. See, no. All over me, Babylon, just all over me.
Oh, like
all over me, Babylon, just all over me.
Ooh, yeah.
They don't play with me. They take my sensi. All over me, Babylon, just all over me. Oh no, ooh-wee. Yeah. I don't need no cocaine to mess up my brain. I needed the real thing. Don't give me no crack, you keep that take back. That man don't wanna crack. Don't give me no crack, you keep that take back. That man don't wanna crack. Don't give me no crack, you keep that take back. That man don't wanna crack. Oh no, sin, no, ooh-wee, eh. Hey Babylon, you don't like ganja man, but we bring the foreign currency on this island.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey Babylon, you don't like ganja man, but we stop the unemployment on this island. Oh no, see no, ooh yeah. And I'm a sense of me, oh no me, oh do like it. And I'm a sense of me, oh no me, ooh yeah. And I'm a sense of me, oh no me, sense of you. Seen, yo, ooh-wee. Stand up on Black Rose's sound and I burn me ganja pipe. Babylon come and tell me that's not right. Some burn it and pause it on the right. And then I'm coming and them look on Danny Dread. Them said, ain't that the dreadlocks of the way you come from? Well, it must have two stick of sensi under your thumb.
Ooh, yeah.
I said, no, officer, Lord, you must be mad. He only smokes cigarettes and strictly shag. Oh, no. See, no. Ooh, yeah. And I'm a sensi me, under me. Wanna like it? And I'm a sensi me, under me sensi.
Ooh, yeah.
And I'm a sense of me, oh, and I'm a sense of you. See, yo. Ooh-wee.
A great new update of a dancehall classic, as that was Barrington Levy with Under Me Sensi, and feature guitar backing from Edna Manley College graduate Lamont Savory. And that is taken from Barrington's brand new 15-track album called Acoustical Levy, which was released earlier this year on the Heartbeat label on both CD and download.
Yell me lion, heights, light the pipe, no? Chaw.
And so now, it must be time to climb aboard the Rhythm Train as we head off on a Version excursion.
Do it! Do it!
And today, I'm focusing on Augustus Pablo's big breakthrough hit, Java, which he recorded at Randy's studio back in 1971, with his school friend Clive Chin handling the production duties. And Clive brought Pablo on board to play his melodica when a vocal recording over the original rhythm failed to make the grade. And based on a 19th century melody, which is either known as the Streets of Cairo or the Poor Little Country Maid, and which was originally used to illustrate snake charming and belly dancing, the adapted reggae version, which name-checks a local river, the Rio Cobra, became a huge hit in Jamaica and spawned many further versions, initially at Randy's and then at Studio One, before it was reworked in the dancehall era by a variety of producers, and remains to this day an all-time Jamaican classic. And so here is the House of Reggae's Java Rhythm Mix.
Java Rhythm Mix.
The east of the Mekong, here's the hottest, Java.
Thank you.
And to your brothers and sisters, if it show love, don't take it for fun. This is a serious thing. All over the world, these things are happening. The devil is at loose, prophecy fulfilling. Mankind get corrupt, what kind of life we live in? It's like we don't know what tomorrow might bring. Any moment, any time, something can happen. So try and live right and get some blessing. That's why Lady Gia observe and sing. God daughter, his messenger. This is a message to all of the youngsters. Just think conscious, don't be envious. And to your brothers and sisters, you feel show love. Sometimes you do good things in a life and you get a fight. You have to get up, stand up and defend your rights. So the younger generation
heart and can't open them eyes. This system is a fraud, take a look at what I want. The rich man have to say, poor man have to keep calm. But we all are one in a decide of the Lord. I am God's daughter, his messenger. This is a message to all of the youngsters. Just think conscious, don't be envious. And to my brothers and sisters, you feel show love. A war, 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 just fight every day. Every day that you get up is another gunplay. As you quint, as you look, another youth gone astray. And end up in a jealous, what a high price to pay. And no burden we bear, and nothing we share. Only thing that we see are poverty and welfare. When we talk, them no hear, it's like them no care. And where them a go do now, they profit up here. I am God's daughter, his messenger. This is a message to all of the youngsters. Just think conscious, don't be envious. And to my brothers and sisters, you feel show love.
Well, there you go. That was six of the best on the Java rhythm. As first up, you heard Augustus Pablo with the original cut of Java, which he recorded at Randy's in 1971, and which was originally released on the Empat label in Jamaica, and can now be found on the double CD compilation, Randy's 50th Anniversary. And then following that was Dennis Al Capone with Marva, which he recorded the following year at Randy's, and which came out on the Checker label, and was later compiled by Trojan Records for their Dennis Al Capone release, titled My Voice is Insured for $500,000. We then moved over to Studio One, where Cedric M. Brooks brought his mournful saxophone to bear on Ethiopia, which also came out in 1972, this time on the Ironside label, and which can now be found on the Soul Jazz Records release, Studio One Rockers. And then we stepped it into the 1980s, where the rhythm was updated at the Channel 1 studio for Sugar Minot's People of the World, which featured on his 1983 album With Lots of Extra. And then the decade hopping continued into the 1990s, as last up you heard Luciano with Wicked Heifer Runway and Lady G with Goddaughter, which were both produced by Philip Fattis Burrell and released on his Exterminator label in 1994.
Enough reggae music.
And we're going to stay in the vibrant 1990s root scene for this next track, which is by Keith Blair, a.k.a. Antony B, who tore down the walls of reggae music in 1996 with the release of his debut album, Real Revolutionary, which was produced by Richard Bell and displayed a committed sense of righteousness and melody on tracks like Fire Upon Rome, Raid the Barn and Swarm Me. And so I've got a 7-inch single here which also came out that same year, but this time was produced by Courtney Porteous, aka Papa Biggie, as this is Antony B in a chanting style with Take Off the Shackles.
I'm Baba tonight. I can hear the poor people them cry, my lad. Pop up the chuckles and chains some around me. Never know, say a job control, which is the only guide. I am a man up in this time. No here and debute, no see I'm blind. Cause you is sick and can't find. Open your ears to the truth, to the Lord you will keep inclined. I, me boy, them try to captivate to grow we up in a badness. But Jaja come a wipe away all of them sadness. No youth caught up in politics madness. Think them could have whip on borderline. With Big Mac 11 and KG9. Them tell you hear I'm deaf and see I'm blind. Then like a cassette them have you a rewind. Roots and reality me up on me mind. To the wrist to crack me talk one more time. Oh Lord, Savior divine. Me want them fi pop up the shackles and chain some around me. Never know, say a job control, which is the only guide. I and I man have in this time. No hear and deaf, no see I'm blind. Cause you will seek you then can't find. Open your ears to the truth, to the Lord you will keep. Suffering me face bang the long time me a shot me a little devang. We never yet bad mind nor rob no man. Pandil, I and I, we have free one we mansion. Jacuzzi, no, so cool out and a fan. A long time we are pray to the Almighty One. Vanity is achievement pon the land. We are fit forward to we own motherland. Achieve something in our way and sing this song. Pop up the chuckles and chain some around me. Never know, say a jack control, which is the only guide. I and I man have in this time. No ear and deaf, you no see I'm blind. Cause you will seek and can't find. Open your ears to the truth, to the Lord you be keeping blind.
That was Anthony B with Take Off the Shackles, which was produced by Papa Biggie and released on 7-inch on his 218 Street record label back in 1996. And as far as I know, that one is yet to see a CD or download release.
Lord of mercy.
But now we're going to travel back in time to the Rocksteady days once again and hear a tune that was produced by Leslie Kong, who between 1962 and his untimely death in 1971 released hundreds of singles on his Beverly's label in Jamaica and became one of the premier producers on the island, even though he didn't own his own studio. But instead, he focused his attention on building up strong relationships with his artists, beginning back in 1962 with a series of releases by a very young Jimmy Cliff. And two vocalists in particular kept coming back for that unique Beverly's sound, as both Derek Morgan and Desmond Decker recorded for Leslie in ska, rocksteady and reggae styles, notching up hits along the way like Forward March, 007, Tougher Than Tough, Israelites, I'm the Ruler and Rudy Got Soul. And so at the height of their Rude Boy prowess, Leslie even brought the two singers together for a couple of tracks, as you can hear now on this one, called Revenge.
No money to walk, the people say, these sounds lead you the way. It's the order of the day from your boss, DJ.
Everybody got them wrong. Everybody got them wrong. Everybody got them wrong. Everybody got them wrong. My time has come.
Incarnate, as that was Derek Morgan and Desmond Decker with Revenge, which was produced by Leslie Kong and released on his Beverly's label in Jamaica and the Pyramid label in the UK back in 1968, and can now be found on the Derek Morgan compilation titled Moonhop on Trojan Records.
As the aim is the DJ,
I love the way you really play. And the way you do it, Tim, believe me. You keep me skanking all night and all day.
But now, before we have to end our journey, I've just got to slip in another brand new release. This time, coming from longtime reggae survivors, Inner Circle, who earlier this year notched up a worldwide reggae hit with Chronix's News Carrying Dread. And they are aiming to repeat that success with this next one, which sees Kabaka Pyramid add his rhymes and reason to We the People Have to Talk.
And if we not talk, you can't know what I want. So much illusion can take them confusion. Every day it's the same corruption. Marcus told us hold our exile. Always trust in a Rastafari. I know that day will come.
I know that day will come.
When truths and rights will shine like the sun, bright like the sun.
Bright.
People have to talk.
We got to talk,
we
yeah.
People have to say what's going on.
We got to talk,
we
yeah.
People have to talk.
We the people have to talk.
We the people have to say what's going on.
Living, yeah.
It's alright in a Jah's sight. Look what I want in the world today. Rich a man a lead the people them the wrong way. While the youths them go astray. Gunshot a bus every minute, every day.
We the people have a responsibility to let our voices be heard. Justice and equal rights is more than a possibility. Truth sets you free like the birds. Yeah, yeah. Wait, no, no, no. The Rastafari speaks of the people want fear show. King Selassie, I said the truth will declare. And Babylon, them no like we see, we stand as one. Kabakas be the words from the top. Yeah, yeah. Well, I am heard from Babylon. Yeah, yeah.
How long shall they keep us down? Yeah. The future belongs to the ones who keep fighting, fighting, fighting.
We the people have to talk.
We the people have to talk. We the people have to say what's going on.
We
the people have to talk. We the people have to say what's going on. We come so far to turn back now. No evil force can send no way. Every hour of each day, I know, Jah guide our way.
Yes, I know, we have to speak for mine, you know. Rastafari, I know. Cause if we don't speak, then nothing ever change, you know. Stand up and defend your rights. Black people, all people, you know. When they in a Jamaica, Caribbean, USA, Africa, Europe, Australia, anywhere on earth, you have to defend your rights and stand up and speak, you know. Kabaka Pyramid done in a circle again.
That was Inner Circle featuring Kabaka Pyramid with We the People Have to Talk, which has just been released on download, as well as having a video made for it, which you can check out on YouTube.
Do it.
But that is my lot for another show, so thank you very much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed the tunes. And if you did, then you can always check out some of the old shows at the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com. Or you can come and join me for the live show every Friday from 8 p.m. UK time on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae.
House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae.